Well, folks, you undoubtedly remember the slimeball Roger Stone. Remember him? He's the one who 5 days before WikiLeaks published Hillary Clinton campaign chair John Podesta's hacked emails said it will soon be John Podesta's time in the barrel. He also claimed to have a back channel with WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange to obtain information on Hillary Clinton. Ultimately, that back channel person was named, and his name was Randy Credico. WikiLeaks, folks, was basically a way for Russian intelligence, Russian GRU, to disseminate what Russia had hacked from the Democratic National Committee email server. That's how they distributed all this stuff that they hacked, and Roger Stone was in the middle of it. In fact, of March of 2017, the Washington Post reported that Roger Stone direct messaged DNC hacker Guccifer 2.0 on Twitter. Ultimately, Guccifer 2.0 was found to be a persona created by Russian intelligence to obscure their role in the DNC email hack. Now, we found that out because Guccifer 2.0 was linked to a Russian intelligence agency. We know this. When a user with a Moscow IP address associated with Russian intelligence logged into one of the Guccifer 2.0 social media accounts, and he wasn't using VPN to hide his trail. That's how they found that out. So, old Roger Stone, in my opinion, he had a huge role, folks, in working between Russian intelligence and the Trump campaign. Roger went to trial, as we know. He was convicted of witness tampering, obstructing a congressional investigation, and lying to the U.S. government with relation to Russia dealings in the 2016 election. He was found guilty, and he never served time. He was supposed to serve 40 months and pay $20,000, but he never served because Donald Trump sought to pardon him. Right? On July 10th, in fact, he pardoned him. And then the next day, folks, he said this: Roger Stone was targeted by an illegal witch hunt that never should have taken place. It is the other side that are criminals, including Biden and Obama, who spied on my campaign and got caught. Oh, God. Remember that? So, folks, here's old Roger Stone. He's literally on the air with the St. Louis radio station. And evidently he's at home in Miami, and he got served while he was on the air. Here's how that went, folks. It went like this.
Can I ask you, you know, you've said before that Trump should run again, but I think lately you said it's imperative he run in 2024. Is that right?
Yeah, there's been an evolution in my viewpoint. I really, you know, in politics, 3.5 years is a lifetime, to say the least. And I really did not know if, hold on a second, I have a process server at my front door about to serve me in the latest lawsuit. I'm going to take this live on your radio.
Oh, holy smokes.
Wow.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Great. How you doing, sir?
Terrific.
You know what I have?
Yes, of course. I'll be happy to accept your
court papers from something to do with the, you know,
this. Oh, yes, a civil court in the District of Columbia.
Federal.
It's still a fraud. Doesn't matter. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. All right, I've just been served in the January 6th lawsuit.
Oh,
live right here on your radio.
Wow. Tomorrow's news today.
This is a big stack of papers, which is good because we're out of toilet paper today.
I didn't know we used it.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my, Roger. Oh my God.
It's like I said, it's lawfare. It's harassment.
It's lawfare. You know, he went on to say, you know, I'm the victim, basically, and here's my website so you can send me lots of money so I can help fight this lawfare. He doesn't call it warfare, lawfare. So, folks, this suit evidently is in relation to the lawsuit that the U.S. Capitol Police filed on August 26 against Donald Trump, Stone, and some other extremist groups like Proud Boys and Oath Keepers. And although Roger Stone wasn't involved directly in the attacks on January 6, as far as we know, he was in like Flynn with the Proud Boys and the Oath Keepers. Just like that. In fact, the day before and during the insurrection, he had meetings with them. And he referenced them on numerous occasions. He referenced the Oath Keepers as his bodyguards. So he also met with the Oath Keepers during a meeting at a DC hotel just before the insurrection. So what do they want to know? They want to know who Stone talked to, when he talked to him, who at the Proud Boys, who at the Oath Keepers, what was said, and when. And it just never ends, because, you know, when you're guilty as sin, and I know he hasn't got, he was proven guilty the first time. When you're guilty of sin, folks, you just can't win. And this is the problem that Roger Stone faces. It just never ends. Folks, till next time.